Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Just give me my money.
Give me my money. Daniel. So today we have a unique episode with three topics. We're talking about Kaisenot and Bloodborne. Talking about Olympics, esports and Olympics, and what games we want to see. And then the end or the downfall of magazines or print, specifically Game Informer. But we'll get into that first. What we've done this week. What have you done this week, Jang?
No streams. Oh, I did stream, actually. I streamed one day. The internet was so sucky, I didn't stream for that long. I need to do Fortnite. I need to get Magneto's like glider.
Oh, okay.
And once I get that, I'm done. But I don't know. Like, I couldn't play because it was laggy. Other than that, ask and you shall receive. I was talking about Disneyland. The company that I work for bought tickets to Disneyland for every fucking employee.
Damn.
I'm like, man, they're fucking I'm like, damn, they ballin'. They ballin'.
How big is your company? It's 25, like 50?
100 people, okay. I think. But I'm like, dang, they bought tickets for everyone? So I know the date that I'm going. I'm going to say I haven't been there in like 20 plus years. So it's going to be so different. And since I haven't been there for so long, I'm going to do the lightsaber thing.
Do you, a couple questions. Do you have to go with your company? Like at the same time?
Oh, yeah. It's a specific day that they bought it.
Okay.
That they bought it.
Okay, okay.
So,
but you can't go earlier, like as soon as it opens up, like get in.
I don't know how it's gonna work.
Because I mean, since you haven't been there for a while, there's a few things you should check out. First of all, is Guardians of the Galaxy's Edge. So yeah. All the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
There's three rides. There's the
yeah. Okay.
There's a ride where it's like it's half a ride, half a show. Like you're walking in, and the line, once you get past a certain point, the line is fucking long. But once you get past a certain point, the line becomes part of the ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like a prisoner and they're taking you. And then you get on the ride and then you're supposed to like escape from there. And then there's the Millennium Falcon. And then there's one more. And
what took over Star Tours? A Millennium Falcon?
No. The Star Tours is still there.
Oh,
that's what? In a different area. That's in Tomorrowland.
But they changed Star Tours up. They don't. It's not the same.
So they still have the original Star Tours.
Interesting.
But it's a gamble. Like, you getting on the ride, it's a gamble of what you'll see.
Okay.
And so most of the time, it's the newer stuff that you're going to watch. But they still have the original one there, too.
Interesting. That's crazy.
What is it? They have that one. The submarine is now Finding Nemo.
Oh.
So, I mean, you might have seen that because that was a long, long time ago.
I know that.
Small
World's probably the same.
Yeah, Small World's the same. I mean, there's just crazy people now. There's a lot of people that like take off their shirts and get in the water.
Oh yeah,
I don't know why.
I've seen that.
I think the other day we saw like a family getting off because I think the people in front of them were doing something and they got stopped.
Splash Mountain's different.
I mean, Toontown's different, but we didn't check it out. It was packed, dude. Like Disneyland's packed. Toontown was crazy. So we walked in there and immediately turned back around. I mean, there's like Tiana's place, which is like a food area. It's not amazing, but you know, it's all New Orleans food. So if you want to try that, and then with I think the biggest change is California is Disney's California Adventure. They have the whole Guardians of the Galaxy stuff going on, so you can do there's an Ant-Man ride. There is the Guardians of the Galaxy Tower of Terror thing now, which is pretty fun because you go up and then you drop. Drop. Like they do it like six or seven times. And then you think it's over and then drop one more time. That one was fun. And then that whole area is just nice to check out. They have alcoholic drink areas there.
Indiana Jones.
But that one gets packed. That one's like a classic now at this point. Like you have to go on that if you're going to go to Disney, but it's so long, the line. That's like a...
I've never been to the Cars ride.
Oh, yeah, the Cars ride, too. Oh, yeah, they have Cars Land, too. Damn.
That's probably an old-ass fucking ride, too.
Damn.
Cars ride.
Yeah, Cars came out before Guardians of the Galaxy. So Cars has been there for a while, too. Yeah, they changed out, so there's no Bug's Life anymore, or whatever it was. Ants. I don't know which one it was. I think it was Bug's Life. Yeah, they used to have the area where Cars is at used to be like a Bug's Life type thing. Now it's not.
I never even seen the Bug's Life.
It's gone. It was there and it's gone.
I haven't been there.
Oh, so there used to be like a little like pier area. It is now turned into a new San Francisco, or I don't know what the name of the town is, but it's in Big Hero 6.
Okay.
And so the whole area is like that. So it's got like the storefronts all look like that now too. It's like a new version. It's like a futuristic version of Tokyo. San Francisco, and they have signs and everything like that. Yeah. So that place is pretty cool because it still has the clam chowder, which I always get. Clam chowder in a bread bowl. Fantastic. But yeah, the things you should check out is Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, the Galaxy's Edge for Star Wars in Disneyland. In Disney's California, there's Cars and there's the Guardians
of
the Galaxy.
Does it die out towards the end? Like, so if it's like towards closing time, like the ride lines are like super short or no?
No.
Universal, it dies.
Yeah, because like, there's only three rides. Once you get on the rides, there's nothing else to do. So people just leave. But Disneyland is the opposite. People want to get on the rides, even though there's like 20,000 rides.
What's crazy is because I wanted to do the lightsaber thing at the very end, because it closes at midnight, but the last one that they do is at 9, because you got to reserve it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. So my assumption is not a lot of people are doing it. Like, because it's supposed to be till midnight. I was like, it's for sure midnight's not sold out. And I'm like, damn, people are just not buying them or something.
They have a cantina for Star Wars. Yeah. I mean, it's good to check out one time, but like it's just drinks, so you're gonna spend a lot of money if you're just gonna go in there. I spent like $120, I think. I went with my sister, and we got drinks and we were just drinking. We got snacks, we were eating, but yeah, it gets pricey because it's all you do is you go in there and it's a vibe and then just drinks. That's it. What else did you do? Or gonna do, I guess.
That's...
So no streams.
One stream. I read a manga and I finished it in like 2 fucking days.
Damn.
14 volumes. No, 17 volumes.
Damn, you read One Piece. Damn, it's crazy.
And...
Do you know what the name is?
Yes. So a lot of people quit this manga.
Oh.
They don't stick it through.
Damn.
And there's a lot of YouTube videos like... talking about the manga, there's TikToks where this dude's like, yeah, I couldn't finish the manga, like blood on the tracks. And I usually don't get creeped out watching stuff like horror films or reading horror stuff. There was a scene in there that really just was not it. I was just like, damn, there's like 2 scenes that are really fucking bad. Like, it's fucking, so you know, like,
and it's not like it's not supposed to be scary, right?
Oh, it's scary.
Oh, it's meant to be scary. Okay.
It's like realistic horror. It's not even like supernatural horror.
Right.
This is like,
and I think that's like where it gets crazy. When it's like, when it feels more realistic, it's like, oh, this could happen.
So, you know, like, you know, that infamous scene in Evangelion?
Mm-hmm.
Shinji,
he gets
plays into the... plays the fiddle.
Yeah,
think about that scene, but like 100 times worse. And I was like, it was just that. I mean, that was the second scene. I was just really and I knew it was gonna come. I was like, this shit's gonna happen, huh? And it happened. I was like, God fucking damn it! And it's one of the most depressing things I've.
Holy shit.
It's up there with Grave of the Fireflies. It might be worse than Grave of the Fireflies. Because
it's a longer read. I mean, like, well, you're going through that.
It's like it's similar, dude. Because the main character, just nothing good ever happens.
Right, yeah, that's what I feel like. Yeah.
Constantly. There's one good thing that happens and it gets taken away.
Right.
And just nothing ever good happens. And like he finally gets a happy ending, but it's like it's too late by that time. It's like, fuck, dude.
Damn.
God, it really, you have to be in a certain state of mind to read it, because It really made me depressed.
That's like, crazy, because I'm over here reading manga, but it's literally like isekai is like reincarnations. Someone dies in real life and then gets reincarnated into like another world.
I mean, you can make that depressing. You know, it's possible.
No, I know, but like usually that's not a depressing story. Like it's a cool story because they turn into like the protagonist, the hero. Like they get powers. They defend the world. They save the world.
Yeah, the basic story is a kid and his mom. They go on a family trip. Their nephew, the mom's. His cousins there and mom's nephew, they're on a cliff and the kid pretends he's going to fall off. The mom holds him and she looks back and she pushes him off. And so.
And this is the son or the nephew?
The nephew is the victim.
Okay.
The son witnesses it. The son lies. So there's this whole like the nephew doesn't die, but he's in the hospital in a coma.
And is the nephew the one that never has a good time?
No, it's the son.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And so, like, the son lies saying that, yeah, he fell on his own and it just... It's fucking damn heavy. It's fucking heavy.
Karma, don't lie.
And, I mean, I don't get creeped out by stuff, but there's two scenes.
I saw you post something about it.
It's funny because, you know, I was trying not to read spoilers, but when I finished reading it, I was looking at Twitter, and this girl, she read the very first, and when I said, "What the fuck was that?" She put, "What the fuck did I just read?" And I was like, "That's the same."
Yep.
Yep. And that guy, he's known for like making manga that's dark like that. He's made I've heard of this manga. I read this manga because of TikTok. He's made this manga called Flowers of Evil.
I haven't heard
so that it's about this guy, classmates, and a girl. The guy steals the girl's panties. The girl finds out and blackmails him and makes him do crazier shit where he's going to tell. And that I'm like, that's fucking crazy. And they made an anime out of it. And so
damn.
I kind of hope they make an anime out of this. It's kind of... Man, it's fucked up, dude. No, so what's cool is he does the thing that the person in Attack on Titan does is whenever you see Mikasa in Eren's eyes, Mikasa looks very pretty.
Right.
Prettier. He does that with his mom. Whenever he sees his mom's eyes,
she looks pretty.
She looks very pretty. But then like there's a part in the manga like towards the end where you see her objectively, not his eyes. And I was like, oh, dude, she's not pretty. She's not. But she's old, and it's like, damn, it fucked me up. I don't get creeped out by shit, but man, that shit was creepy.
Damn.
Like, Long Legs was like, I mean, it's not scary, but it wasn't like creepy. Damn, I can't remember a time I was creeped out like that. Oh, it's border.
Skin and Marine?
I mean, it's not, but it's like, it's not like scary, that. Yeah. But it's not creepy. Like,
okay.
Oh, I mean... If you think about the Shinji incident, 100 times worse. So think about it. How could that be 100 times worse if someone pointed that out to you or like put you in a position and pointed, hey, what is that? Made you embarrassed. Something like that happens in that book. And I'm like, God damn, that's bad.
Damn. I might have to read it.
You're going to quit it. It's pretty bad. It's funny, though, but people on the internet are saying she's the most evil villain in manga. I disagree. The mom, I think she's mentally ill.
Right. I mean, it doesn't mean she can't be a villain.
Yeah, but being mentally ill, does it make you evil?
The thing is, like, there's evil where it's intentional. And there's evil where it's like not intentional. It might not be intentional, but the fact is that no one's stopping her. Like no one sees that she's mentally ill and trying to like, you know, help her out, put a stop to what she's doing. Obviously, most people aren't aware of what she's doing, but I don't know.
It's funny because I don't know if this guy's ever done a signing, but I kind of want to like hug the author. I'm like, man, you all right, dude? You okay, man?
He's going to be like, you're the first one. You win everything.
I feel like his work, you know, bleeds some of your real life experiences. Yeah, yeah. Bleed.
He's got some dark.
Yeah.
He's got a dark past.
That's one of those mangas. Like, it's crazy because I want to buy it, but if I own it and someone came over to visit my place and skimmed through it and saw what I read, I'd be like, dude, you're fucking disgusting. Like, that's how people would, I would be like, oh shit. Like, that's why I don't want to buy it. But people would judge me like, man, you're sick, dude. You're sick in the head. It's a disgusting manga. It really is. It's pretty bad.
Damn. And I'm over here just, you know, paying for, I got a WoW subscription again. Because the expansion's about to come out. Actually, I haven't paid attention to it. I haven't even logged on. And I don't even know. I think I regret buying the expansion and getting the subscription. Because I have no urge to play it, but I'm going to check it out probably when it officially comes out. Other than that, yeah, been reading manga, watching anime. There's a, I think I talked about it before, but Wisteria, Wand and Sword. It's an anime that came out. I think it is a manga, but got turned into an anime. Fourth episode, and it's getting better, dude. I really, really like it. I really like it, but it's usually like most anime. I like the first season because it's like, it's new. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. And then after that, it's like, I don't care for the next season because it's not going to be as good as the first one for me. So I watch a lot of like the first seasons for different animes, but yeah, I haven't done much. Been working. Work was crazy today. So I hope this week is not too crazy, but, yeah, let's just get into it. Let's get into Kai Cenat and Bloodborne. So how long did he take for Elden Ring?
It was like 100 hours or something.
And then I think the I know that the DLC was also a long time too for him. It was longer than what this was. But he beat the game, and he beat the base game of Bloodborne in like 31 hours. And I guess people are really mad at him because he skipped a lot of content.
Yeah,
including the DLC.
Yep.
Which has
the hardest boss.
Arguably the hardest boss. Kaz. But Orphan of Kaz.
With a properly leveled character, he'd probably beat Kaz in 5 tries. To be honest.
Probably.
In my opinion. I don't understand people's logic. They're like, oh, he's going to struggle with Bloodborne. Like, bro, do you understand? Have you not played Elden Ring? Elden Ring is by far the fuck. See, so I don't know if it's harder than Sekiro. Maybe it is. It is. Because solo, it's harder than Sekiro. Yeah. I think Elden, yeah. I was like, dude, do you even realize? Dude, I mean, I've done challenge runs. Our memory of it is challenge runs. Blood level 4. That's hard.
Yes. The game itself, when you're leveling, not as difficult.
No. Definitely not.
But he did do the hardest ending.
Which is not... That's nothing. Because the hardest boss is easy. I don't... That's the one thing I don't understand about Bloodborne is... The last boss wasn't that hard.
Right.
I don't know why they designed it.
Like, I think... what is it? The guy before the final boss, the moon boss, is harder than him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you fight them together. Technically, you fight German, and then if you did everything, the other boss comes out, and then you have to fight him using the same amount of flasks. So in general, like, the whole fight, including the last boss, is pretty difficult because you have limited vials to heal and stuff. So, but yeah, he beat it super quick, man. I honestly, so fast that I didn't even like have a chance to watch a stream. He took so long on Elden Ring that, like, streams would pop up on my feed, and therefore I would go watch his live. But that it wasn't even the case for this one. The only thing I saw was he set up his room to look like Bloodborne. That was it. That's the only thing, the video that popped up, and then all of a sudden I heard he beat it already. Do you think he's going to play the DLC? No, I haven't seen any videos telling me he's going to play it, but I assumed he was going to go into the DLC after beating the game.
To be honest, it didn't seem like he enjoyed it. So I doubt it. I doubt it.
Like, honestly, going from Elden Ring, which is like the latest finely tuned game, to a game that's like been out for a long time. You know, it's not as polished as Elden Ring is. It doesn't feel as like nice as Elden Ring, I would say. I would say that for me, the dodging is fantastic in Bloodborne, but it doesn't feel as good as the newest version of Elden Ring. So that's probably why he doesn't enjoy it. Like, it's difficult to go back to things, you know? Like, you tell me Final Fantasy VI is, like, the best storyline. It's hard. I've tried to start that game probably, like, 3 different times. I think I've gotten, like, 3 hours into one of the playthroughs, and I was like, man, this is tough.
I think graphics don't matter. Like, I always... Undertale. Undertale's fucking awesome, dude.
Have you played Deltarune?
Undertale looks shitty as fuck, but it's one of the craziest...
I've seen videos of Pirate Software talking about how that game, the coding, sometimes has like looping if statements all leading back to the same thing. He's like, he can literally delete all of these statements and just do the last one. But he has all these statements. He's like, it doesn't matter if you don't know how to code. He's like, he made a game and it's fantastic. He's like, go make a game.
Yeah. Graphics don't matter to me.
I think it matters to some people, though.
It does. It matters to a lot of people.
Any highlights from his
I just don't like how he uses exploits to farm blood echoes for blood vials, because the game's not that hard. Like, you don't have to do it if you're doing a challenge. I mean, I did exploits when I was doing a challenge run. Challenge runs are tough. Base game, you don't need to farm blood echoes for vials. It's not that hard of a game. Dude, yeah, I don't know what people are thinking. Think he's going to struggle? He's not going to struggle with Sekiro. Dude, he beat Elden Ring solo.
I mean, the thing is, the game is different, though. Like,
it is different.
Dodging isn't a thing in Sekiro. It's block or parry.
Mm-hmm.
And you have limited block. Like, you can't block the whole fucking time, which I feel like Kaisenaut's going to figure out real, real soon. And then he'll probably get the timing down, but I think that he's going to struggle with that for a bit. He might struggle like that for like the first 2-3 bosses. And then after that, I guess it'll be easy. But I want to say it'll take him long. I feel like it'll take him longer for to beat Sekiro.
Of course, over Bloodborne. Sekiro's a lot harder game than Bloodborne. It's way harder.
But how long, though? Do you think 45? 45 hours? I think 45 hours. Is there a game that you want him to play?
Bloodborne, but the way he played it, Sony is not going to make a remaster. Like, the way he... It was just a... It's not even the fact that the way he... Dude, it was just a shitty run.
Yeah.
He had to... I guess he had some other prior engagement. That's why he was rushing it. It was like, bro, like, if you're going to do, like, a marathon, yeah, set aside the time. This is how you make money. Like, don't rush it. That should be your priority. I'm just speaking the truth, man. If you're gonna do a marathon and you want to, especially you want to give like the game respect, and the reason he even said the reason why he picked Bloodborne is because the FromSoft community wants a remaster, and he wanted to get eyes on the developers to see. Hopefully, he can make that happen. But like, dude, like the way he played it, they're not gonna do it. Uninterested. And
I think the issue is also chat, though. Chat either overhypes or kind of backseats a lot, and depending on the streamer, if they listen to chat, they're over here gonna be like, okay, let me do this glitch that everyone's talking about, let me go farm these blood vials that everyone's talking about, because apparently the game would be so hard, I need it. I don't blame Kai. Oh, I mean, other than like him not doing the DLC. But chat's a lot to blame, too. So I don't know.
I don't know. You can't blame chat if you're the one that did it. So, I mean,
that's true. At the end of the day, I guess it is the streamer's actions. But I don't know. I don't know. Let's talk about the Olympics. Esports in the Olympics. And what games do we want to see? Should we have one game per category? Like, should that be a thing for the Olympics? Or do you have a couple games per category you feel like they should have?
I mean...
Like, if you do fighting games, should they have Tekken, Street Fighter, and, I don't know what, Grand Blue Fantasy
Mortal
or whatever?
Mortal Kombat, probably.
Or more MK? Or do you feel like they should just choose one? Street Fighter?
Should be a couple, but damn, I don't know. Yeah, it should be a couple. If they're going to make the esports thing huge, you can't just do one.
I mean, there has to be a start to everything, though.
Yeah, but you can't just do one. Like, yeah, we're just going to do one, and then one of this, and one of that. It's only
one. But I mean, like, what does
three events?
What does, what is it, Rocket League fall under?
Sports?
For a specific category of game, though. Is that a 1v1?
No, that's a team game.
But you could play a 1v1.
You can.
But what games do you want to see?
I don't care for it, but it's what people like. League. I don't care for it, but it's what the people
like. I used to be into it. Like, I spent a lot of money on that game, like, to buy all the skins and stuff like that, or the characters, but too.
Did you buy the Faker skin?
I stopped playing by the time Faker became so huge on that.
You know how much that skin is, right?
No.
It's like $130 or something like that.
I mean, you can't resell it, can you? Do they allow that? Like, officially, if I want to buy it?
It's $500. My bad.
If I want to buy it, it's that much?
$500.
Off the marketplace? I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
I know Tyler One has it. League of Legends fans outraged over $500 Faker skin bundle.
Oh, it's a bundle. You're probably getting a lot more out of it.
You're not getting a lot. It's like three things. There's like a crazy emote. But I think that's why it costs a lot. Because it's like this crazy animation happens. League, Street Fighter.
Yeah, League is a staple. For out of all of the fighting games, do you feel like Street Fighter 6 should be the one to take place?
Yes.
Taken is huge, but like I feel like it's not enough people backing it.
I think Street Fighter is...
What about for a shooter game? Do you think it should be Counter-Strike, Valorant... what else? There's one more. Call of Duty.
Counter-Strike, probably.
Counter-Strike? I mean, like, it's like the same six people I see on my For You page for Valorant. For Counter-Strike, I guess it's the same. What is his name? Ono Pixel?
Yeah.
He's like the number one Counter-Strike person on my For You page. So Counter-Strike for shooter game. What other category do we have? Sim? Like Civ? No? Too long?
Not watchable.
If it's a pre-recorded match and they only show the highlights. what else? What other game? Or what other category?
Dota 2, maybe?
I mean, that competes with League, though. I'm trying to just stick with one game. I'm not saying that Olympics should have only one game per category, but we're trying to stick with one game per category.
Sports game? FIFA, maybe?
Oh, yeah, FIFA. Well, I mean, it has FIFA, UFC, wrestling, so WWE. We have basketball. Yeah, FIFA would probably be the one, because I feel like the fans are crazy over that game. I mean, like, there's fans for basketball, too, but, like, it's not as crazy as FIFA fans. Yeah, I've seen, like, what is it, character releases or player releases when they, like, unlock all their characters. Like, who did I unlock? And like it's a green flag. Oh my God, Brazil! We should have one more category. We have sports, first person shooter, a Dota type game, fighting game. Is there anything else? Think of when you go to Evo.
It's all fighting games.
Yeah, I guess
it's only shooters, fighting games, and sports games. It's usually just shooters and fighting games, to be honest.
Yeah, sports is not, because like. Those matches are longer. It's not as enjoyable to watch. And then the shooting games, they like choose very small maps. So it just, you know, stays very tight-knit on the action. All right, two more games in the two categories for shooters. So we have Call of Duty, I guess, and Valorant. You think Apex is done?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, you're over it. Well, that's true. I don't even see it on my For You page anymore. It's done pretty much. That's crazy, dude. Like, obviously, like it was a long time that the game was out, but like all of the actions that they did for the game did not help make it become popular.
The new Shroud shooter looks cool.
I only saw like the intro. He's like, "Hey, I have a game. It's out. Everyone knows about it.
That could have been a topic. What? Shroud's 24/7 live channel. Who would you want to see do 24 hour? You know, Shroud's doing a 24-hour live channel, right? All his old shit. Twitch is just gonna lose so much money. Shit like that makes like. So yo, Twitch has been in, that's another one. Twitch has been, hasn't made a profit yet. Still, it costs too much to run those fucking servers. And Asmongold, he streams on a account that's not partnered.
You're right.
And since they're not making money off of it, Twitch loses so much money. They think they lose around like 25 to 50,000.
Because they're using his the resources. I don't feel like that's true though. I feel like he is hurting them compared to his official channel, but I don't feel like he's hurting them as much as he thinks.
I mean, I knew before going in, Twitch doesn't make money off the big streamers.
Right, right.
They don't make shit.
I feel like Twitch has to turn into like a premium thing. Like you can't have so many people just like, oh, I want to start streaming. Just start streaming. Like you can't allow that like the free like. You can't allow the free channels to take all the bandwidth.
But that doesn't really hurt them. It's those big ones that fucking hurt them.
I mean, and it's crazy because he has... I mean, they're the ones who also make the money.
It's weird. It's like the economy. It's the middle class that... It's the 100 to 500 viewers that makes Twitch the most money.
Right.
And anything above 500 viewers...
Because they're not using the crazy amount of bandwidth and then they're making a money off of it. And the other, like, Shroud uses so much bandwidth. Kai Cenat uses so much bandwidth. They're struggling. It's crazy because I feel like, I mean, it would suck, but, like, as a bigger streamer, you should have more fees, essentially, offset.
They need to play more ads, but that'll turn off so many people if you do that.
It's like, it's either ads or a bigger fee on your end paid to Twitch. So Twitch, like, the, you know...
They ain't gonna do that.
Well, I mean, they probably could, but then yeah, they wouldn't be good for them. I don't know. They just got too big. There's too many people trying to become famous on streams. I feel like it's the one viewer that loses them money and the big streamers that loses them money. Because there's a ton of people that like stream to like sub 10 viewers, which I mean, again, not a bad thing on their end, but to Twitch it hurts them a lot. They don't make enough money. All right. So the last topic is going to be print versus online media. Game Informer is no more. So 33 years of Game Informer, and it's all going to be ending this year.
So if you were to stream just to one person for 2 hours, it costs Twitch $7. But it's the big ones that are hurting them. So when you fuck.
Do you have one? Do they have one where it's like, you know, you're streaming to 20,000 people?
Let's see.
Is that too many people?
That's not it.
Oh.
20,000.
And then please speak into the mic.
$1,400.
But I mean, like, I feel like they would make way more off of that streamer.
It's crazy because that's a low latency stream too.
I don't know. I don't know how Twitch works. But they can't keep this.
It doubled when I did high definition.
Damn. Oh yeah, and they're doing 4K now. So that's what's fucking them over. They got to turn off the 4K for streamers. They got to just stick to low latency 1080p max.
Cold world. Shit.
All right, that's my new goal in life. Get 20,000 people and then stream in high definition just to screw Twitch over. No, but let's move on to the Game Informer. 33 years.
Damn. It has been that long. Because I had one of the earlier issues of Game Informer. And
do you still have a lot of your issues? No? Okay. I think I have them at my bottom shelf. I mean, it's since the beginning of when I subscribed, but I don't know how far back that is. And I've been thinking about throwing them away. So I don't know now anymore.
Resell them.
Yeah, now I can resell them. Now that the company isn't going to be no more. But
the history of Game Informer is, I don't know if people remember, is they used to be from EB Games.
Yeah.
They used to be Funko Land before that. And I remember I got a subscription when they were Funko Land. Game Informer.
But it's all online now. I mean, are A company we used to work for, Fry's Electronics, they lost to the online retail because they weren't keeping up with the times. They had a dude. Their website was so bad, dude. Like, people didn't even want to go on their website to buy stuff. But the physical store was legit. I mean, like, to us, it wasn't legit. But, like, you could go there, buy, like, the thing that you wanted and walk out the door with it. But that wasn't working anymore. People were just like, I'm okay with waiting the extra 2-3 days.
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon was just 2 days shipping. And they couldn't keep up with that.
Damn, that's kind of crazy. Amazon wasn't, I mean, just like Twitch, it wasn't making a profit back in the day. And then, selling books, too.
Yeah.
Shit.
Amazon went from selling books to now you buy anything you need.
Yeah, magazines, like, I mean, internet killed a lot of things.
I mean, I'm surprised newspapers are still a thing. Like, people still pay for the subscription, but they don't read it. Like, I there's times where I'm driving away and I see a bunch of newspapers just, like, chilling on the ground there, which I know, like, the, you know, when they run by to throw them, they'll throw them there. But, like, those newspapers have been sitting there for, like, weeks probably.
Yeah.
You know? So the only reason newspaper makes money is because people forget they're paying for it, honestly. Because if they remember, they'll cancel that thing. I can find the same thing online. And now, like, I mean, certain newsprints or news websites charge to read the articles.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay a premium subscription to see the full article. Or if not, you're only going to see the first paragraph of it. But yeah, I mean, that's the route we're going. It's going to be all online. No magazines. No collectibles. I feel like it's going to turn into vinyls. Like, we'll go away from print, and then eventually it'll come back, and it'll be like a rare little oddity for people to collect. Like, oh shit, I'm collecting newspapers. Who does that anymore? Like, no one. Small companies just staying alive because all the hipsters want to buy newspapers.
Magazines. I don't remember what's the last magazine. Oh, I bought Fangoria because Jordan Peele's movie.
Oh.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's the last magazine I bought. That was 4 years ago, 5. But it was cool. The magazine was cool. So I was like, oh shit. The way it looked, I was like, oh shit, I want to buy it. Magazines are really expensive now. We think it's like $5. It's not. It's like 10, 15, 20 bucks now. No one's buying them.
I know.
What's crazy though is like when you go to LA, there's some magazine stands that are kind of popping.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I had to admit though, like even though Game Informer's gone, there are some video game magazines that come out like quarterly that are very super independent. They're really well made. Like I'll flip through them sometimes. I go to a bookstore. I'm like, damn, this is cool. I won't buy them, but I'm just like, damn, it's pretty cool. Yeah, print is dead.
It's a dying medium.
I don't think books are going anywhere, but magazines.
I know it's weird. Like, books have like a collector's thing going on, but magazines, it didn't get that. Even though like there are certain things that people collect, like they don't do it like actively, I guess. Because you just have to set the description and then all of a sudden you're just, all right, I'll just save it. Just save it. Just save it. What about Nintendo Power? Do you think that'll...
That's done.
I know.
It's not coming. I don't think it's coming back.
They saw it a mile away. There was another one. I think... not Fangamer. What is...
I really like Maxim magazines. Like, the articles are really cool.
Yeah. I wonder if there's certain prints... Because, like, when I was in college, I was doing graphic design. And there's certain prints, like these like thick books... that were magazines, but it was showing you like artwork from different artists, like famous ones already. And it would show different styles. And I feel like that's always going to be a thing though. Cause like throughout the years you get to see like what was hot throughout that year. And I have like 5 of them collected from when I was going to college. It's like one a year pretty much. I got one early on and then I collected 4 more, but yeah. And then I have them saved in case I need to, like, look back. I don't do graphic design anymore, but I got it just in case. Yeah, but I think print media, when it comes to, like, photography, will be a thing. But when it comes, like National Geographic's maybe? I mean, they're dying. I know that much. But yeah, magazines is probably just going to be online because like someone can just start an article themselves, post it online, and everyone just sees it. No cost there. And then if he just adds ads everywhere, he makes money off of it. And that's what bloggers used to do. I went to Europe one time and the guy was like, oh yeah, I just do blog posts for a website and they pay for my trips everywhere. And that's it. He's just like, I just have to just write a paragraph or an article as soon as I'm out and I get paid.
Yeah, I think people don't care about like reviews on print form. They'll just watch a video like TikTok or...
Yeah,
or a video is going to be... short letterbox review. Deadpool stinks. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Worst movie of all time. Stinks.
Gimmicky. It wasn't bad. It was gimmicky. I expected more.
You got anything else?
Print is dead. The same way G4 is not coming back. And
they tried to make it come back.
Yeah, but it was different. It was not the same. Like, whoever produced it, it was not the same producer. It felt different. If they kept the same formula...
You think it would have done better?
It would have done better, for sure.
But I still don't think it would have survived.
Like, I think, you know who does, like, a good G4? Probably Donkey. I think he does, like, a good G4 type of thing.
But I don't think Donkey could do it for... How long were G4 episodes? An hour? 30 minutes?
X-Play was 30 minutes.
How long are Donkey videos? Like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And and he cuts the best of it.
That's just one. The X-Play videos, that 30 minutes isn't just one review. It's shorter than that.
I don't think Donkey could do it. I think he could be a part of it, but he wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know. Because, I mean, I feel like... He was getting burned out at some point. He was like making too many videos and he was getting burnt out on having to like edit the videos. So he took a pause and now he's doing like, he's trying to make less videos. I think he does like one a week now versus like he was doing like three or four times a week.
Girlfriend reviews. That's another one.
If he combined them, let's start a channel called Machinima and then we'll like gather everyone.
Man, those kind of companies don't last.
I know. Because they're just like vampires.
I'm surprised.
They just drain other people's money.
Not to shit on IGN, I'm surprised. Whew! It was funny because I was watching like a TikTok with IGN. And they're throwing a party at Comic-Con. Did you see it?
No.
Zen Zero. They're doing the Zen Zero game. And guess what I saw when I was watching it? Giveaways.
Oh no.
I was like, flashback. Flashback, baby.
Yeah, we went to the IGN live event.
Just known for giveaways.
God. Bro, people were just camping out at the giveaway section. Giving away like a prize every 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or something like that. The whole day. It was crazy. I mean, we asked the guy too. It's like, hey, how long is it going to last? He's like, till 9 o'clock, until it closed. It was damn. It's crazy. But that's it. So thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.